It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Stephen Price with the USU Extension. They've got a pesticide applicators workshop coming up, so we're going to spend some time talking about that. The majority of the time we'll be talking about that. And then, you know what? It's over. It's over whether we want to admit it or not. So we're going to talk about a couple of things that you probably need to have done by now, or if not, do them as quickly as you can just to kind of put everything to bed for the fall and into the winter months. Stephen Price, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Like I said, this is information that I like getting out there. Plus, it's interesting to me to learn as much information about these kinds of things. I think you know, you and I just spent some time talking about my yard and what we can do with my lawn, and so things like that kind of interest me, and it's good to get this information out there. First and foremost, you've got a pesticide applicators workshop coming up on the 10th of November. So let's spend some time talking about that.
Yeah, so this workshop is really geared towards people with registered use pesticide permits, or certifications rather, through the Utah Department of Ag. So these are people like growers, agency folks that are treating noxious weeds, those sort of applicators. So we have a full-day workshop from 9 to 4. People can come and get pesticide applicator CEUs.
And what kinds of things are they going to learn and take from this workshop?
So UDAF does have some regulation as far as what we teach. So basically we have law, safety, and use CEU credits. So this year we'll be talking about spill response. We'll be talking about cut leaf viper grass control in alfalfa, right-of-way weed management, as well as labels and safety procedures.
And so this is really good information to have. And as you said, you're going to get some type of a certification. And I'm assuming that that's important, and they have to have that to be able to continue to do this. Is that?
Yep. For some of those products that require that, you have to have that.
Because these chemicals are really nothing to mess around with.
No.
And you've got to know what you're doing and you know, how to apply them and those kinds of things. And this is really mostly for, would it be farmers, those kinds of things?
Yeah, so farmers, ranchers, agency folks that are maybe treating right-of-ways, people with pasture. If you're trying to treat different noxious weeds and stuff, and you need some of the registered use products, this is kind of your time to get those.
And is this a certification that they have to go through every year, or is it like every 4 years or 2 years? Or
every 3 years, okay. you have to recertify.
All right. So once again, that's going to be on November 10th. Starts at 9 a.m. Are you asking people to register for this, or how does that all work?
We are asking people RSVP. It's free, but if you don't call me to let me know you're coming, you might have to set up your own chair.
Okay. So as long as they have a head count, really, is what you're looking for, so you can have enough space for everybody.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got that coming up once again on the 10th of November. Another thing that, you know, it's time to admit that it's not spring or summer anymore.
Yeah, winter is on our way. So really, is a, you know, especially before the ground freezes, if you're going to do a tillage or remove some of the leftover vegetative matter from the garden, now's a really good time to do that. Right now the leaves are falling, so if you're planning on doing a fall tillage, throw some of those leaves in and they will self-compost by the time spring arrives.
So it's time to put those away. Another important thing you brought up that maybe not a lot of people think about, you know what? Get your hoses off of your hose bibs on your house. That's a good way to break a water line.
Yeah, they become impossible to roll up once they're froze.
So get those done, things like that. Now, is it maybe too late to get that fall fertilization on a lawn right now?
Yeah, it's probably not going to do as much good right now, but you can make up for it with the spring application.
Okay, and another thing that I've heard, and I'll ask you this as well too, is if you've got spots in your yard and things like that, would it hurt right now to maybe rake those up and kind of break the soil a little bit, throw some grass seed down, and just let it go all winter long?
So actually, you can do what's called dormant seeding. So we're still a little bit too warm. Basically, the idea is you wait till midwinter, you go and you rake up some of that old turf that's dying out, get some seed down, and then that way it's already there when we have those kind of snow melt cycles later in the winter, and the grass can start germinating then.
And so that's another thing to look out for and to keep an eye on. Steve Price, thank you so much with the UXU Extension for coming in today. You were mentioning we may have an event coming up in December that we'll get you back in to talk about. Plus, Master Gardener should be starting up again in January, and that's always a great class with a lot of great information.
It's coming up.
Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.